The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 394.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's a coach for successful immigrants in the U.S. who want to find their dream jobs, become more confident, and make their American dreams come true. And I'm just really excited for her to be on the show today to share her story on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Lee Lin. Lee, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, doing great. Thank you so much, Sheena, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast. I am in a bit of an unusual niche. I help successful immigrants who are highly educated, very smart people to be able to create their dream life in the U.S. And that involves me doing career coaching for them, teaching them how to be more confident and teaching them how to express themselves in a way that would show their most confident self to their employers, to the people that want to hire them, and to be able to live their next American dream.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Lee, what's your cultural background?
I'm Chinese. I was born in Shanghai, China, and I came to the U.S. when I was 10 years old. And I have been in the U.S. for 17 years and been a citizen for 12 years. So I guess you could say I'm, you know, Chinese American.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
That's a really good question. So I believe that you have to first see yourself to be confident before you actually do the action. So I absolutely believe in holding the vision for yourself before that happens, because if you don't believe that it's possible for yourself to be confident, it's not likely for it to happen to you, no matter how hard you try, if you don't see yourself as that type of person already.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree with you on that. You know, you have to believe in yourself and see, you know, how much worth you have or what you deserve. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to take the next action steps to go after what you want, right? Whether it's a dream job or traveling the world or, you know, whatever it is you want in life, it has to start with you, and especially that belief in you. And, you know, people don't realize how powerful that is when you start believing in yourself and seeing yourself as that confident person. So I really love that you mentioned that quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
It's a good question. So I believe I define self-confidence as knowing what you want and knowing how you're going to get it and knowing you're going to get it no matter what. It's a little bit, I think that there's a fine line between arrogance and confidence, but I do feel like it's ultimately like, you know, you have goals, you know, you have dreams, and you have that belief in yourself that you're going to get it.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's a great definition. And it's not, yeah, like you mentioned, it's not arrogance. It's just like having that knowing, like inner knowing that you can go and do it. And you know, you're going to go through some obstacles, but you know, in the end, you're going to get, you know, whatever the end result that you want. So great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh my gosh. So I was one of those girls who, I don't think confidence is, you know, inborn innate. It does have to do with, you know, some of your environments. And unfortunately, if you have believed so much of your environment that you lose your sense of self, you can become very, how to say it, very not confident. And I was very much that way. And I was very shy, not only because of, you know, because I'm introverted by nature, but also because I was basically thrust into a new country, didn't know how to speak the language, was not cool, you know, did not know how to dress or, you know, even make friends. And for a very long time, I would say even up until my 20s, I was still very insecure, very unsure about what I could bring to the table besides, you know, being that, you know, straight A girl who would get her family's approval, but just never advance. Well, I mean, I have my friends, but advanced socially and to be that person who would be super confident and go after my dreams. And I think the turning point for me was when I started building my business, because, you know, people say how, you know, if you want to press all your buttons at once, the best self-development course is building a business. So I was basically going from, you know, this high schooler who would just hide in the bathrooms during summer school because she didn't want to talk to anybody, to being this woman who was literally on the phone all day doing interviews like this, you know, being able to speak on stage, do TEDx talks, you know, win Toastmasters humor speeches. So I think I was very, very not confident before because I had believed the words of a few, you know, they were well-meaning adults. I'm not saying that they, you know, were purposely saying, you know, oh, you're shy, to make me diminish in my value. But that was just what they saw. You know, they didn't see me speaking much. And the only logical conclusion and to sort of protect me would be to say, oh, you know, she's shy. She, you know, she doesn't speak that much. So it would become, I guess, not as bad, right? But ultimately, I believe that, oh, I was just a shy person. So of course, I lived up to my own expectations of, you know, not talking to people, doing well in academia, but always thinking, oh, whatever I say is not going to be good enough. And that cycle kind of perpetuated until I started, you know, taking more actions, turning my dreams into my reality, and to just be that more confident version of who I was.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's how we all feel, right? Especially growing up as an Asian woman, like we just never trust ourselves. You know, all our lives, people have been making decisions for us. It's like even making our own decisions is like so hard for us because we are always second guessing. And like you did, you know, you just decided to take action and just create a business, especially in a niche that most people wouldn't even think of creating something. And you made it happen, right? And, you know, you just kept on pushing through, like you mentioned, going through speaking, you know, engagements, doing interviews. And, you know, because you were able to do all these things, what's your life been like now?
My life now is just absolutely different. One of the biggest things was that, you know, I could do my own schedule. I could work with the people that I want to, and I put out the content that I want to put out. And if you read some of my stuff, it is a little bit shocking and polarizing, but it's absolutely what I believe. So to go from, you know, I'm not sure if this is okay to say, to just literally say what I believe, say what I want, and literally get messages from people saying, you know, oh, wow, thank you so much for sharing with us. I've been thinking that way, but, you know, you're the first person who've actually I've seen like talk about it in person, whether it's like, you know, feeling not successful, dealing with an absent father, being this person who was just, you know, doing all the things right, but never being happy, and then ultimately rebelling and doing whatever I wanted, and to be able to get the results. That has actually just become a way of life for me. And I'm attracting people who get my message. They want to work with me on a client-to-client basis. And we just have a lot of breakthroughs with my clients because they see who I am inside. They don't feel that fear with me because I broke past that fear. Because the worst thing that happens is that, you know, people don't like you. And I've had Facebook comments who are basically, not YouTube comments, are basically so like very vicious. But I also have, you know, a lot of diehard fans who sign up for all of my webinars, who sign up for all my stuff, and they just say thank you because you have changed my life.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it's the greatest feeling when you can go out there and do something that you love and be your, you know, true self in the process. Like you mentioned, you know, the right people come to you. You just start attracting the right things. So it's great that you're, you know, you're doing that and being true to yourself at the same time and helping others in the process. And if our listeners, you know, were tuning into your episode and she was in her own journey of self-confidence, what'd be that one tip you would give to her?
That's a great question. I would just say, write down a list of the things that you wanted to do and commit to doing them. So for me, I wanted to travel Europe since a really long time ago, but I always kind of saw it as not a priority, I guess. It was a nice to have, right? But if you always constantly push back your dreams, eventually you train your brain to think, oh, you're not going to make that happen. Your dreams are not, you know, important, because, you know, going to college, getting a good job, those things are actually just as important as, you know, your, maybe you think it's a silly dream, but once you make that happen, you train your brain to realize, oh, I can actually do this. Because so let's say if you're shy, going to Toastmasters Club, going there actually may be more impactful to you than maybe getting a promotion, because you're literally stretching yourself way beyond what you think your identity is. So I think what I also wanted to say is that you do want to change your identity. If you always say to yourself that you're shy, you have to stop saying that, and you have to tell other people to stop introducing you as shy, because you're always going to live up to your self-identity. So once you make that decision to switch, that's how you're going to be able to turn into a new person, because you literally say you're going to be a new person. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I totally agree. I mean, we have to learn to train our brains to learn that things that we manifest can come into fruition, right? Like writing a list and taking action on it. So great tip that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. They can go to thesuccessfulimmigrant.com to learn more about what it is I do. So again, it's the and then successful and then immigrant.com to find out more about how they can, you know, learn more about me.
thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Lee, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Lee's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Lee for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sheena, for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.